Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is among those delivering the administration's rallying cry this week. He spoke to the veterans of foreign wars and the American Legion. He cited the lessons of history, said we confront a new type of fascism, and that we cannot appease vicious extremists. He also said that the enemy is winning in an important way, winning the information war. Here's the secretary.
This enemy lies constantly, almost totally without penalty. They portray our cause as a war against Islam, when in fact the overwhelming majority of the victims of their terrorism have been the thousands and thousands of innocent Muslims, men, women, and children that they have killed.
That's Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld speaking to the VFW on Monday. Milton Viorst is the author of many books on the Middle East. The latest is from the Modern Library's Chronicle Editions, small format histories and idea books. It's called Storm from the East, The Struggle Between the Arab World and the Christian West. Milton Viorst, welcome to Day to Day. And you argue that many Arabs would see this as the real conflict here, a struggle against both foreign domination and another faith.
Well, I think that what we are engaged in is the latest round in a struggle that's lasted 1,400 years between two civilizations, one characterized by Islam, the other characterized by Christianity. And this war that we're involved in now is perceived by the Arab world as one in which we are, alas, once again, seeking to impose our standards, our values on them, and they don't like it. They thought they had been promised long ago the right to follow their own destiny, choose their own course, and now they feel that once again the West has come in and snatched it away from them.
The story you tell is basically one of a complete Western betrayal of any sympathetic Arab. This going back to World War I, and there have been sympathetic Arabs who've tried to work with Western governments. This is after the collapse of the Turkish Ottoman Empire overseeing the Islamic world for centuries. The Arabs do try to form various governments. They're thwarted by the colonial regimes. And then since the end of World War II, the rise of Arab nationalism, but still in all this time, no successful Arab government.
Well, unfortunately, that's true, but it probably ought to be understood within the context of the fact that for 1,000 years, the Arabs were swallowed up and digested by somebody else's empire. So they had no experience when they received their liberation with our help after World War II. But they've been stumbling around ever since. They've tried democracy, and it was a disaster. And they tried military dictatorship, and they tried socialism. And none of these things brought them the kind of satisfaction that any modern society demands of its government. And so they have been increasingly turning to Islamic fundamentalism, and that's the stage they're in now. Now, how long that's going to last, I don't know, but I don't think it's the end of the story.
When Donald Rumsfeld says, I'm worried about media manipulation, the enemy is clever in the way they use the media. Why is it that something like the image from Abu Ghraib of that hooded prisoner resonates the way that it does? And the good things that Secretary Rumsfeld talks about, America's democratic traditions, that doesn't resonate.
Well, because the Arabs have explored democracy on a number of occasions. The British and the French, while they were running the Middle East during the period between the two world wars, introduced democracy to the Arabs. But it was another trick, as the Arabs understood it, because they would always have their own commissioner or their own manipulator to tell them how their democracy should work. So Rumsfeld isn't exactly giving us the straight story either when he is telling us that the Arabs should embrace democracy with love and affection because we're giving it to them. No, it doesn't work that way. The Arabs' history with democracy is that it was just another device to ensure Western control over their societies, and they feel that way in very large measure about democracy in Iraq today. That doesn't mean we can't be helpful to the Arabs. Of course we can. But the fact is, we cannot go in with our military force and seek to impose something upon them, notwithstanding what Secretary Rumsfeld tells us about our good motives.
Milton Viorst is a longtime writer for The New Yorker. He's the author, most recently, of Storm from the East, The Struggle Between the Arab World and the Christian West, now out in paperback. Milton Viorst, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.